For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Dear friends, on behalf of the wardens, the members of our bishop committee, our treasurer, as well as myself, I wish you all a most holy, blessed, and the most merriest of Christmases. I hope that this night is one of wonder and joy to you and to all whom you hold dear. I hope while you are here, you will be at peace, putting away the cares of the world. For as the angel of God had told the shepherds so many years ago, I say to you this evening, do not be afraid. Yes, on this most holiest of nights, I encourage you to put away all your concerns and any anxieties you might have in regards to this holiday. For just a little while, do not worry over such things as whether you got that special person the right thing, or if tomorrow's turkey is going to be moist enough, or all those other things that we sometimes get ourselves all boggled up with this time of year. And at the same time, some of the more serious things that are going on in the world that might leave us feeling anxious, afraid, concerned about the future, I encourage you to put them aside and to be here this moment. To be part of the celebration of the nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To just take a moment and breathe. To breathe in the spirit of Christmas. To breathe in the joy and peace of this most holiest of days. I would also encourage you to put aside those hallmark images of what Christmas is supposed to look like. You know, those pictures that we get on the greeting cards every year that show the perfect house, the perfect fire, the stockings that are hung, you know, like some, you know, somebody with, you know, OCD came in with a level. To put those images out of your mind, to realize that this is the real world we live in. And also, put aside those images of these impeccably clean shepherds that, for some reason, I always love about Christmas is you always see these images of shepherds that are wearing, you know, ridiculously long robes to begin with for somebody who's running after little critters out in the field and looking like they came out of the dry cleaner. Or else, you know, the angels that we get this vision of all dressed with gold-tipped wings, or maybe that cheery stable scene with animals who are quiet and peaceful and adoringly looking at a manger. Would I encourage you to set aside all these preconceived images and ideas of Christmas and to think about the Christmas story as we just heard it, and to think about the angel as it came out to the shepherds on that cold winter's night and saying to them, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Think about that for a moment. What it must have been like for those bewildered shepherds to hear that message. the idea that the long-awaited Savior is now here. And also think of their shock when they found out that that long-awaited Savior is a baby lying in swaddling clothes in a manger in the middle of Bethlehem. But like those shepherds that long ago evening who left their flocks and ran into the city, rejoicing in the wonder they beheld in the field and running to go behold the wonder of the Savior born. So rejoice, my sisters and brothers. Rejoice, for on this night, love came into the world. Through Christ, a love so inclusive that it recognizes neither bounds nor any of the false boundaries we create on a daily basis. It is a love so freely given that it has neither condition nor limits to it. Through Christ, it is a love so vast that it cannot be contained or stretched so thin as to be diminished by the giving of it. A love so powerful that even death has no power against it. A love that is God incarnate. A love who is Jesus Christ. Jesus, whom the angels named Savior, for by his willingness to live with us as one of us, God redeems us. And through his death, resurrection, and ascension, has delivered us from the tyranny of sin and death. Jesus, whom the angels named Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, the one who was promised of ages past, the one that was expected, the one of whom the prophets foretold would come to us, restore us, and help turn us back towards God. Jesus, whom the angel named as Lord, the King of all kings, who ushers in a new age, and through his birth has brought us into the kingdom of heaven, a kingdom that is already a reality, but not yet complete, a kingdom in which we, through Christ, are co-inheritors. So on this night, do not be afraid. For once again, we come together, not only to celebrate God's great love for us, but also as witnesses of that great love. Though this love comes to us without conditions, it does come with a few expectations on our part. An expectation that we, who have received this love so freely, will also share it freely with others, so they will know the love of God. It comes with an expectation that we will follow Christ by making ourselves blind to all those false boundaries around us, that we will become blind to race, gender, age, orientation, and share God's love with all of our neighbors, not just those who we like, not just those who look like us, but all of them. It comes with an expectation that we will become a living testament to God's good news through Christ by caring for those who are in need, who suffer, and who are in distress. An expectation that we, like Christ, and all those great witnesses of faith that have come before us, we'll step out of our own comfort zones, sharing God's love not only with our words, but with our actions. My sisters and brothers, in the time that I have been here at St. Andrew's, I have witnessed time and time again, God's love is not only alive and well here, but that it also has a potential of being immense. Time and time again, I have seen the people of this church share God's love by extending the hands of friendship to others, by reaching out to our community, by taking care of our brothers and sisters, such as the veterans at Veterans Place, helping to feed the hungry over at the Wednesday night meal in Mastic Beach, by collecting toys and clothing at Christmas, making sure that families have meals for Thanksgiving, as well as making sure children have pencils and pens and all those other things that they need to start school each year. These are some of the many ways that we as a community reach out and share that love so freely given to us, to our neighbor. And I know that many of you, as individuals, do so many other great things on your own. Some of those things are known, and some things are done quietly, without witness, other than God's. So by your charity, your generosity, your willingness to step up to the plate, you share that love. And you also share God's joy. To me, if God didn't find joy in his creation, he probably wouldn't have gone to all the work of coming to us through Christ. And God shares that joy through Christ, and I think expects us to share that joy with others. And we do that weekly in many ways, but we do that weekly through our celebration of the Holy Eucharist, as we come together at God's table to break bread, to share the cup, to become one with one another. The love that came into the world so many years ago in a stable in a town called Bethlehem, the city of David. The love that is Christ Jesus. That love abides in this place because it abides in each and every one of your hearts. The love in this place has no limits. And like the love of Christ, your love has the power to transform the world in which we live. Sometimes that transformation doesn't seem big, but you know, the world changes a lot of times just by little efforts, little works. Sometimes it gets changed by big things, but more often than not, it's that chipping away. It is a love that builds up and it brings the kingdom of God even closer with each passing day. So my sisters and brothers, surrounded by love, I encourage you to go out into the world to share this joy of the incarnation with your sisters and brothers, giving yourself and just by the smallest gesture, such as a smile, a welcome, share the spirit of Christmas. So my brothers and sisters, on this glorious night, I say to you, Merry Christmas. And I encourage you to take this great blessing out into the world, to be one with your sisters and brothers, and to leave everyone know that, yes, today Christ our Lord is born.